Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So what do they want? Well, they want justice for George Floyd or something. Well, we have that. Look, the killing by police officers of unarmed black people in the U.S. now happens less than 10 times a year. Down 2/3, by the way, from 5 years ago under Trump. Source of that's the Department of Justice, Bill Barr. We played the audio from him with that statistic in it. So, Lee, it looks like we can get justice, right, in this country. What are they agitating about then? What do they want?
Yeah, that's
right.
That's
these officers are all indicted. They're going to be tried. You know, I mean, if they were just walking around and nobody was looking into it or anything, people brushed it off, didn't want to get to the bottom of it, then that would be one thing. But that is the opposite of what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So what do they want? Well, here we go. Have you ever heard of the Youth Liberation Front?
No.
According to the Seattle Times and the Associated Press, they are credited with organizing the protests in Portland last week that extended into the early morning hours, turned violent, resulted in buku property damage, right?
Right.
So what do they want? Well, it's interesting because they don't seem to want anything to do with race or the police. What is it exactly they're seeking then? They specifically and explicitly reject peaceful protesting.
Well, of course.
Right. And they want to abolish, they say, the United States of America.
Well, there you go.
Just wipe it out, all of it.
So it's the Youth Liberation Front?
Yes.
YELF.
Yeah. Doesn't it sound like something like out of the Middle East?
Pretty much,
Youth Liberation.
Yes.
I mean, aren't there liberation groups? All these, you know, what, Palestinian Liberation Organizations?
Yeah, and they want to abolish the State of Israel.
Exactly. See, it's just like that. Yeah, and they flat out say in their tweets that is their goal. Abolish the United States of America, and that's it. And it says, quote, we don't want to be led. We don't want to lead. We just want to destroy the United States of America. Abolish the United States of America, and then they spell America with KKKA.
Oh,
that's it.
Wonderful. Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. So understand, you know, justice, a functioning justice system, you know, all of that, that's not what they want. So when you see these liberal Democrat leaders coddling them and saying, you know, we're not going to charge certain crimes, understand this is the goal they're helping them achieve. Not justice for George Floyd. They're not even claiming that. It's not part of the agenda, which is incredible.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I see this in Minneapolis, New York Times reporting, 1/3 of the Minneapolis police could leave the force by the end of the year.
I'm amazed it's not more.
I know. Was 20% a couple weeks ago. Now we're up to 1/3. With no replacements in sight, nobody's applying to work there. They don't want to.
Why would you? Why would you?
Yeah. And so they're saying, you know, they're saying basically now there's areas of the city that are barely patrolled. And the area where George Floyd was killed, died, I don't know this morning. I have no idea anymore after seeing another photo from the training manual. That area has become a no-go zone for police. It's not patrolled at all.
Sounds like it should be a no-go zone for citizens.
I know. Meanwhile, listen to this. If you and I've put some of the pictures up on my Twitter account. You should see.
You've still got a Twitter account?
Well, I mean, I haven't checked in the last hour.
Yeah, okay.
To be totally accurate on that, I may still have a Twitter account. I don't know. So you know what they're doing, what Minneapolis is doing? This is what happens if you try to run a business in a blue city now, okay? If you go on my Twitter account and you look at the video of what Minneapolis looks like. I mean, Beirut, Minneapolis, interchangeable at this point.
Yeah.
True. I'm not exaggerating. Look at it. I mean, you could tell people it was Beirut and they would believe you in that video. There, it is indistinguishable. Oh, huge. I mean, block after block after block, burnt to the ground, torn down, destroyed. So that's where we are. Okay. So if you're a business owner, you know, you need a permit to demolish your site, right?
Right. Yeah.
And you should see this photo in the Minneapolis local newspaper. It's an owner of I don't know what it was. I can't tell looking at this picture. And he's standing in front of it, and there's no roof, no top, nothing, no sides. There's just, you know, the structure, the outline of the structure where it'd been in rubble. And they're not allowing business owners to get the demolition permit that you need to knock it all down, clear it out so that they can build again, unless they prepay the rest of their taxes for 2020.
Taxes on what? Taxes on, and for what service was rendered?
Oh, well, the service that was rendered to Antifa and this Youth Liberation Front, I suppose.
Yeah, not to the police to defend the property, nor to maybe the fire department to put it out,
put
out the fire. Yeah.
No, remember, they held the police back. Remember, they weren't they were not allowed to respond to certain areas. And so you're just, you know, you're on your own. So, yeah, you have to pay the rest of your property taxes somehow, even though you're not in business, because all you have is rubble.
Let's see. If you've got a piece of property that nobody can go to and the building doesn't exist, I would say the value of that now is zero. So I'd say, fine, tax me on a zero. Tax me on a property value of zero here. Okay.
Well, what's happening, it's fascinating to read this in Minneapolis, what they're doing. The city's arguing, well, we don't have any tax revenue coming in. It's so hard for us. And the business owners are like, well, dude, we can't give you any because we can't clear the land. And some of them have insurance that will pay to rebuild, right? And some of them do not. Some of them, it depends on the policies that they have.
Right.
Some of their insurance will not pay. It's act of God, riot, whatever. You're on your own. So what they're saying is that these businesses are now being blocked from opening, not by the violent rioters, but by the city, because they can't get the demolition permits unless they come up with the taxes. And some of them just don't have the money. They're already completely broke from this. And so even if you have the insurance ability to rebuild your place, and for some godforsaken reason you would want to do that in Minneapolis with, what, a third of the police force now gone? I mean, good luck, right? You're going to have your own armed security on top of paying your property taxes. So even those who qualify their insurance to rebuild, they can't. And so they're having this debate in Minneapolis over, hey, look, places like Seattle and all that, they don't have this prepay your property taxes thing. And they're rebuilding, but we can't. And that's why if you look at Minneapolis, even though the damage was done in May, it looks exactly like when the thundering herd ran through there with flammables.
Yeah.
Because they can't repair. I mean, they can't do it. You'd have to have the money to prepay your property taxes. So now the business owners are suing because they've never been required to prepay taxes before on services not yet rendered. And they think that might be unconstitutional. So, you know, if you always wanted to visit Beirut in the fall, but you don't want to travel internationally right now.
Yeah, you don't need a passport.
You don't. You can go to Minneapolis. It'll be just like Beirut in the fall.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You're going to love this, parents. You know what? As any parent sending a child away to college, this is not the kind of thing you want to see. Not at all. Gives you some idea of what campus life will be like. You might want to lock them in the basement. Now, but this was absurd. University of Georgia Health Center posted guidance titled COVID Considerations that recommended students wear face masks. Well, nothing special about that except this part. Recommended they wear the face masks while on this show, since we have no idea anymore if the kids are in school or not or where they are or if they're listening, we say playing the piano. You know what I mean? Tickling the ivories, shall we say? Okay. So the University of Georgia's Health Center suggests students wear masks while playing the piano together. Why? Why should they wear the face mask during piano playing, you ask? Quote, heavy breathing and panting can further spread the virus, and wearing a mask can reduce the risk. Okay, let me translate this. They continue, quote, you are your safest piano playing partner. Practice solo piano playing, no duets. Or limit the number of piano playing partners you have. What do these kids do on campus? I don't know. Anyway, the kids thought this was hilarious. They had to take it down. They were so mocked and ridiculed. But anyway, yeah, so because you know if you got the panting, you want to have the mask on and yeah, okay. We're going to move on. Another stunner of a jaw dropper of a poll that shows how completely far off the track. I mean, off the track and then off the cliff the Democrats are. Americans are fed up. This is a poll of likely voters, folks. Rasmussen reports likely voters. It is just amazing. Americans are fed up, in particular, the voters. 72% are concerned about the violence in major cities, and 62% say it affects their vote. The Democrats are completely unfazed by this. They do not care. And you know what? This very much reflects the poll we saw last week. I mean, this whole burn the cities down, like get rid of the police, depolicing is being fought on behalf of black people, right? We're told. Except 81% of black people either want to keep the police level the same in their community or increase it. Democrats don't care. They don't care. Why don't they care? I mean, these numbers are astounding, but they're not new. How about we have open borders, large majorities of independents, Democrats, Republicans oppose. Well, what about this depolicing that's led to this violence? Democrats haven't dropped it at all. And the voters are making the connection. 72% of all likely voters say they are concerned about the growing level of violence. 43% of those are very concerned. 62% say the growing level of violent protests is important to their vote. 35% of those say it's very important, including, are you ready for this? Majorities of Republicans, Democrats, and Independents. These are not winning issues. In fact, this looks like a bloodbath of a suicide, politically speaking. Why are they doing this? I mean, look at television right now. There's a couple with a two-year-old who has cancer who just wanted to have his birthday at the Ronald McDonald House. Oh, my God, poor baby. And they attacked the Ronald McDonald House in Chicago. They looted it. Had to call off his birthday. He's got stage 4 neuroblastoma. Who attacks a Ronald McDonald House? Folks, before the Democrats went insane, we couldn't get anyone in this country to agree on anything. Remember, the polls were always right down the middle. Half agree, half disagree, roughly. Not anymore. We are all in agreement. The Democrats' agenda is insane, including Democrats, who they poll. Our leadership doesn't care. They're right on, right off the cliff. Why? You got to admit this doesn't make sense. I mean, you look at it mathematically, it doesn't make sense. Unless you're looking at the wrong math. Which is the subject of the first podcast, my first podcast. I'm so excited. My first national podcast comes out on Monday, and that's the subject of it. The math the Democrats are looking at that makes this insanity. I mean, they're literally talking to somebody, and it is not the majority of the American people. It's not even the majority of their own voters. Who are they talking to and why? Actually, make this math make sense. By explaining, they're not talking to the electorate that exists now. They're talking to a different one. You'll see. Anyway, it's called Battleground America. I'm super excited about it. And it's a totally all-national podcast. It's about the election and the kind of the cultural trends that are driving the election and where we are in America right now. Hence the name Battleground America. And so the cool thing is, if you want to keep listening to The Tara Show, because it's very much like this show, you can. You can get it on the Battleground America podcast. We'll have a new episode every day. And it's designed to be highly shareable. So many of you said, I wish you were syndicated so my friend didn't fill in the blank here and my family member could listen to you. Well, this is what that's for. This is for you to listen more and also for it to be shareable and relevant to everyone. So I'm asking everybody, share an episode of it with a friend or family member. Wisconsin, Ohio, Florida, I don't know, Charleston, wherever they are. And I'm going to make that easy because I'm going to put them up on my social media, the 106.3 Facebook page, you know, my Facebook page, the Twitter, you know, my Twitter feed, and it'll be up at 106.3 WORD under audio. So it's Battlegrounds America. You can also get it wherever you get your podcast, which should be radio.com. That's our radio app, radio.com. But you can get it in other places too, like Spotify, pretty much everywhere you would get a podcast. But it's Battleground America with Tara Servatius. That's me. And I explain why the Democrats sound so insane right now and why the country is going insane right now. It all comes down to math and not even Common Core math, like real math that you can quantify. So I can't wait. On Monday, I'm going to be national. I'm super excited about it. Worked really hard on some of the beginning episodes. So this is going to be great. If you've been listening to this show for a long time, it's good for you. If you are brand new and, you know, you haven't heard it before, it's your friend who you recommended, they'll be able to follow along as well. So it's going to be good. It's going to be fun. It's going to be Monday. It'll be out before noon each day. Battleground America. Check out the podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And you shall wear a mask, said Joe Biden from the mount, as handed down by God. You shall. Nationwide mask mandate. Okay, I'm confused about this. Is that like everything else they do? Is there like liberal privilege and only some people have to wear the mask? Or does he mean all of us? Federal nationwide mask mandate. Okay. Here, I'll let him explain. This is Beijing Biden.
This is not about Democrat, Republican, or Independent. It's about saving Americans' lives. So let's institute a mask mandate nationwide, starting immediately, and we will save lives. The estimates are we'll save over 40,000 lives in the next 3 months if that is done.
Okay. Trump, meanwhile, says, nah, you don't, the American people, you're smart than that. You don't need Biden to tell you what to do.
We will continue to urge Americans to wear masks when they cannot socially distance, but we do not need to bring the full weight of the federal government down on law-abiding Americans to accomplish this goal. Americans must have their freedoms, and I trust the American people and their governors very much. I trust the American people, and the governors want to do the right thing to make the smart decisions, and Joe doesn't know too much.
Yeah. Okay. What was that again? Trump said, I don't want to bring the full weight of the federal government down on the American people to make them do something. Wait. I thought like, you know, say bringing the full weight of the federal government down on, I don't know, people trying to burn down a courthouse was wrong. I thought that was wrong. I thought that you couldn't do that with the federal government. I thought that was like stormtroopers, like Nazis, right? I mean, not my idea. It was Nancy's. Oh, but that was last week. And we were talking about liberals who want to burn down courthouses. So, okay. So now it is okay to use the full power of the federal government against peaceful mask protesters. People don't want to wear the mask. But what if they're peaceful? Well, because I've been watching the news for 6 weeks here. I thought that we cannot have the federal government go after peaceful people, like federal officers. I thought that was impossible. But then again, I thought a few other things were impossible too. Dan Bongino nails this in today's first epic rant. This idea. Oh, by the way, don't you love this? The next 3 months, that lands us almost exactly on Election Day. Funny the timing of that. Anyway, Dan Bongino sees the very obvious hypocrisy here and nails them to the wall with it.
You have to remember that the Democrats and a lot of their media allies, they don't really care. They don't care that it doesn't make sense that on one hand you have Democrats saying, just to be clear, you can't enforce federal immigration law on the books. I'm not asking you to agree with it, but it is on the books. Can we all agree that the federal government, no, you can't enforce immigration law. We're going to be a sanctuary country. The Democrats, a lot of them, they're in a new position. Another one, Todd, you can't defend a federal courthouse on federal property in Portland, Oregon, with federal agents from being burned to the ground. You can't do that. They have no power to do that. But we definitely have the power for a national mask mandate. Now, let me be clear, because a lot of far leftists listen to this station love to criticize. I'm not anti-mask. All right? Period. Full stop. I'm not. You think it makes you safer? You think it makes your business safer? Please have at it. I'm anti-stupidity. And a national mask mandate, regardless of the conditions on the ground, and suggesting people all across the country who may not even be in hot zones wear a mask outside with nobody around, and that the federal government has the power to enforce this, but they don't have the power to enforce immigration law. Do you understand how stupid that sounds to the average American, again, who's sane and has functioning neurons? It's ridiculous, and this is going to blow up in their face big time.
Okay, because they just need to just describe. They just need to decide. I mean, these federal agents are either stormtroopers, right? They are Nazi stormtroopers, as Nancy Pelosi explained. And they are not too interfere. Look, if I'm walking around peacefully not wearing my mask, I'm a peaceful protester, right? I have rights. Now, look, I know I'm never going to be allowed to burn down a federal courthouse because I'm having a bad day. Like the folks on the left are in Portland. I'm never going to be entitled to be able to commit crimes in front of federal officers and then they are expected to ignore me. Because I don't have liberal privilege. But I'm a peaceful mass protester. I thought that we were supposed to be able to do that. I'm so confused. Anyway, he nailed that. He did. Texter writes, on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. Oh, I meant to tell you guys, the phones are working again. Our phone calls have dried up to nothing. Because I think we're like 2 weeks without the phones, 2.5. I'm sorry about that. The phones are working now. So give us a call too. 800-347-1063 is the Ingalls Advantage talk line. Texter writes, wear masks and we will save lives. Or we will at least claim we did. Prove me wrong. Now the texter writes, save lives. How about Biden start with stopping abortions? Now the texter writes, good luck enforcing a nationwide mask mandate without a police department. Folks, you don't understand this. They fully intend to have a very strong force of police-like individuals. That's the problem, is that right now in cities, they answer to you. That's the Democrats' beef. Now look at the societies they've always run. Every socialist, autocratic, communist regime, has it been police-free? They're all leftists running these. The last, 150 years? Well, almost 150, 120. They all have police who answer to the party. That's their beef with police. They don't want them to answer to you. You notice they have no beef with the FBI, none whatsoever. Haven't even mentioned, they love the FBI. I think the FBI is great. When you say FBI, they say rule of law. Don't they? God, you can't criticize them, rule of law. Because they answer to the Democrats. They don't answer to Republicans. 34 subpoenas from Republicans. FBI didn't answer, I think 28 of them were for the FBI, the rest of the DOJ. Didn't answer one of them. They don't answer to Republicans, they answer to the Democrats. Democrats like it that way. That's what this is about. It's about tearing down police departments is so racist and ripping them down till absolute chaos ensues. And then they step in. We can't have these racist local police departments. What shall we do? Oh my God, they're complaining about the crime. It's up 570%. People are screaming and crying. Well, we'll just send in federal police. Oh, Biden's already got a plan. No, he does. Beginning of one anyway. A federal force. They'll be federal employees. It's a civilian force, he calls it. Remember when Obama said we needed a civilian force bigger than the military to work on America's streets? Yeah, they're still aiming for that. And they're a civilian force. And they're like mental health people and social workers. And they go out there with the police, but they're federal government employees or minders like Baghdad, Bob, whatever the case. It's the beginning. And before you know it, they're going to have to be armed. I mean, these are dangerous situations. See where this is going? They want every police force in America to answer to them, not you. That's the beef. They want to federalize it, just like Obama first proposed in his national policing plan. That's what's going on in these cities. Break them down to the point, get rid of the local police, then bring the feds in to clean up the crime mess. Feds will answer to the Democrats. It's brilliant. And this is what WORD listeners are saying. On the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, I am at a loss, texter writes. By the way, the text line is 71307. I am at a loss. What is there to look at, to loot at a Ronald McDonald House? Or this part of a cancel culture attack on McDonald's because they politically offended someone. Ronald McDonald House is for very sick children whose parents have to, stay somewhere while they get treatment and pay the hotel bills, you'd go broke. You're already struggling with cancer or something awful like that. These people are absolutely fundamentally, profoundly selfish. That's why they're leftists. Texter writes, good luck enforcing a nationwide mask mandate without a police department. Yeah. Now the texter writes, Tara, don't you know government only comes after peaceful, not violent people or people with resources to confiscate or pay fines? That's exactly what Biden's proposing. Come after peaceful mass protesters like me. I'm kind of having fun with this mask thing. There are some stores here in the upstate that don't require masks, grocery stores. I'm not going to say which because I don't want to get them in trouble. But there are. And so I've changed a lot of my shopping habits to avoid stores that do require them. And I think that's fair. You go into a store that doesn't have a mask requirement, shop at your own risk. And I'm still very polite, though. I very much socially distance. I don't want to scare people. But everybody there knows you don't have to wear a mask. A lot of people don't. Man, it's been kind of cool. I mean, I've found new products that I've tried. I mean, it's breaking me out of my routine a little bit. New versions of products that I like better. So it hasn't been all bad. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I see a sign every day on my drive home that says piano lessons. Okay. You may have misunderstood the previous segment. And I don't apologize for that. By the way, if they're offering piano lessons of the type I was describing, that's illegal. What, producer Chris?
I don't think the piano students in college, I don't think that's where the heavy panting and heavy breathing goes on at. So I think they kind of missed the mark on that mandate. My daughter just finished 4 years of college, and she, you know, she probably could elaborate on, yeah, the piano's not the problem.
It's not the problem.
Not the problem.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that we were referring to, again, the University of Georgia, suggesting that they put out guidelines saying that to students recommending face masks while playing the piano together in a duo. You know what I'm talking about? That's how we describe it. You know, this, we keep it child friendly on this show. They wrote, heavy panting and breathing can further spread the virus, and wearing a mask can reduce the risk. Yeah, we've got like high school seniors all over the upstate right now suddenly wanting to study music, producer Chris, in college. Anyway, right. Texter writes, it's 90 degrees in South Carolina right now. Are you telling me if I am outside by myself exercising, I have to wear a mask? Insane. No, it'd be great. Actually, it's miserable. My husband and I were out walking, and there was this poor guy, one of the linemen out there working. I guess they're making them wear masks. And it's, I mean, it is, you know, with heat index over 90 degrees at the time, we were dying. And that poor guy, he's working around electricity. He's got the mask on outside. And it was blazing hot. He's got this sweat pouring down his face. And I was like, oh my gosh. It's terrible. I mean, did they not tell him that sunlight kills viruses? I guess they don't know. But anyway, they're making him wear it. It's so stupid. I feel so bad for him. Texter writes, Tara, when we go socialist and the Democrats are in control, how are the Republicans going to be responsible? I know they will blame us, but it's scary to be around people who believe them. Another texter writes, yeah, okay, correct me, Tara, if I'm wrong, but didn't these medical geniuses tell us in February, March that sunshine and 80 degree heat would kill the virus? They said a lot of things in March. Like, I don't know, our Surgeon General, don't wear a mask, in all caps. He's still got it up on his Twitter account. Don't wear a mask. So I don't know. Texter writes, Tara, it's also dancing the mattress mambo that can be dangerous. All this musically oriented stuff. Stay away from that. Stay away from music. It'll make you sick. Texter writes, hey, Tara, will your podcast be between 10 and 12? Well, I'm going to get it out between 10 and 12, but probably closer to 12, though. I apologize for that. But yeah, it's called Battleground America. It's new. It's all natural because I make it. It's also all national. And it's going to be out Monday, the first one. You can find it at radio.com on the radio.com app or wherever podcasts are. It's in addition to this show, and it's called Battleground America. So check it out Monday, first episode.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.